Welcome to this edition of the God is Your Life broadcast. This is Reverend Mark Slay inviting you to join me for the next few minutes as we get into the Word of God. Deuteronomy 30:20 tells us to love the Lord your God, obey His voice, and to hold tight to Him, for this is your life. I'll be back in a few minutes, but for now, let's listen as I teach from the Word. Some people praise according to how their week went. How many know Paul and Silas didn't believe in such? Their week was not a good week. But yet they still served and worshiped God right there in the middle. And He sent an earthquake and shook that place. And then people got saved as a result of it. You read the case there, the jailer, his whole household, everybody got saved because they thought, oh my God. Well, Romans chapter 8, and verse 14 says, for all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Well, it's important that we're led by the Spirit here in service, because God can speak to you in service when everybody is in unison. When everybody is praising the Lord, the power of the Spirit will be in greater manifestation. And so as His presence is here and we just spend time worshiping, you will be led in service, but yet we also need to be led outside of service as well, so that you can find the opportunity to do all kinds of things in the name of the Lord, whether it's minister to a person that needs to know. You need to know who to call and when to call them, perhaps. God may say, well, call this person. Or, you know, sometimes it just all of a sudden you hadn't thought about somebody for the longest time, and all of a sudden they keep seeming to come up to you. See, that's the Holy Ghost trying to lead you and trying to get you to maybe call them and invite them to church or just see what's going on. Maybe you can help answer a question. Do you know the Spirit of God deals with people, countless people, trying to get them and teach them, and they don't understand His dealings with them. They don't realize it's Him trying to lead them. Like, for instance, back, you know, years ago, I found, said and met several people. See, and the people I had, see, you got somebody to teach you. But the people I was hanging around, oh, they didn't all, don't speak with tongues. Oh, don't get involved in being filled with the Spirit. Now, why wouldn't you want to be involved with being filled with the Spirit? Bless their hearts. No, that's not for us today. And that's the kind of people that were surrounding me. But that never stopped me. I just investigated the Word, went right on into it anyway, and I'm very glad all these years later that I did. Thank God I didn't let some unknowledgeable Christian talk me out of it. And so I'm glad for speaking in tongues and being filled with the Spirit. That's part of being led. Notice Acts 2:4, and they were all filled with the Spirit and began to speak in other tongues. Well, that's part of being filled. Notice His command was to us, be filled with the Spirit. And actually, the Greek tells us, keep being filled with the Spirit. Be being filled continuously. Well, that means you come in on Friday and Sunday, and then you go out during the week, and you come back another Friday and Sunday, and keep being refilled because you need it. You fill your gas tank up when you exhaust it, don't you? Well, same thing with the Holy Ghost. You go out there and you deal with the devil for 5 days straight, time to come back in and get filled, get refilled again. Yeah, go to Acts. I want to show you something here. This is a rather interesting set of scriptures. I think you guys will like this. The 16th chapter, we just were there about the woman that got the devil cast out of her, but I want to show you something else. Verse 4 of Acts 16 says, now while they were passing through the cities, they were delivering the decrees which had been decided upon by the apostles and the elders who were in Jerusalem for them to observe. And so the churches were being strengthened. This is as Paul and his missionary team were out. Were being strengthened in the faith and were increasing in number daily. Now notice, the churches were being strengthened in the faith. You know, you can be strengthened in faith. You could have faith. You could be a Christian, but that faith could be strengthened by the words of a minister. Notice that there. That's Paul and them ministering to him. Now verse 6, they passed through the Phrygian and Galatian region, and having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. Now notice that. Having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. Having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. Now see, I did a teaching number of years ago called Faith or Foolish Presumption. And in that, I talk about how you can't just take a scripture and pull it out of its setting and then forget about the individual leading of the Holy Ghost. There is an individual leading. For all of the children of God or sons of God, they're led by the Spirit of God. Well, notice the Holy Spirit forbid them to preach the word in this place. See, they're trying to find out where to go next, like you. A lot of things, you know, who do I contact next for sales, or who do I do this, and what do I do next in this situation or that situation? So they need answers. Well, they're ministers. They're looking for where to preach the word next. And so he says, after they came to Mysia, they were trying to go into Bithynia, and the Spirit of Jesus did not permit them. Now see, notice that they were being led of the Spirit where to minister and where not to minister. See, some of you need to be more conscious of the Holy Spirit's leading and who to talk to and who not to talk to, so that you can spend time ministering to people that will listen. It's astounding to me how few people in the Church of Jesus Christ actually go out and get other people saved. Absolutely astounding to me. They don't even think of it. You know why? I'll tell you, it's a two-letter word. M-E. Me. They're so consumed with themselves day and night and their little thing and their little family and what they got going. They don't think of the person that maybe in a week's time will be dead and in hell. Shocking to me, but it's true. Well, now look, they had passed up those places because the Spirit didn't let them. Now, how did they know whether the Spirit wanted them to go there or not? See, the Spirit was prompting them, directing them from the inside. They didn't get any solid word that we know of. I mean, an angel didn't appear to them or anything like that. The Spirit of God was just prompting them on the inside. But look at the next part. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night, and a man of Macedonia was standing and appealing to him and saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Well, how many know Paul didn't need someone to interpret that vision of the night? He just saw a man of Macedonia stand up and say, come over here and help us. Well, how many know? Paul figured it out. The Spirit didn't say, go to Macedonia. You know, the Spirit told him twice where not to go, but he never did tell him where to go until this vision. And Paul had to figure it out for himself. He saw a man of Macedonia saying, come over here and help us. So Paul knew, oh man, that's the Spirit. That's where we're supposed to go, not Asia, not Bithynia, not these other places. We're supposed to go there. Why? Because Paul and the Lord were finding out who needed to be saved there. Well, we saw that devil got cast out of that lady. We saw that the jailer got saved. We saw that the little woman who sold purple fabrics got saved. See, he knew where to send them because he knew who was ready and who's not ready. There's a lot of people that just aren't ready. But see, the Lord is endeavoring to teach his people to flow with the Spirit so that they can receive guidance for their own personal life. You know, when I was in business, I told you that one time I just was walking through the place of business, and all of a sudden the Spirit of God dropped upon me just like a cloak, just like a cloud of the Spirit dropped on me, dense cloud of the Holy Ghost, and I was engulfed in his presence. And then there was a wall over the side, and I just was led to, as I'm praying in other tongues. Now, see, I just was speaking in other tongues as the Spirit was prompting me to do it. Kind of rises up in you and you just speak it out. And I was led over to a wall, and I walked over the wall and started praying. And I didn't know why he didn't say, but then the Lord spoke to me and said, I want you to have that space over there to expand your business. He didn't say why. He just said, I want you to have that space over there. But, you know, that was the obvious didn't need to be said. I thought, anyway. Well, in any case, it didn't look like it was going to work out. I'm not going to go through all the details of that story, skip over a lot of it just to tell you this. We did wind up in that space, and it turned out that it was a good thing we did, because, see, we were already pretty well full over there. But, see, in just a short time, he was going to have me step out into ministry, and I used a section of that extra property or space that we got to start our meetings. There's a little 500-square-foot area we were using for a little conference area. And that's where we started our ministry, was in that. Well, I didn't know that at the time. He didn't tell me at the time. He just said, I want you to have that space. Now, see, some folks would never step out in faith until they see everything that he has in his mind. And you know what? He just isn't going to tell you. You just obey him and what he said. And I did. I took on that space. Man, it was a chunk. I mean, it almost doubled my overhead, folks, and I was not happy about that. I didn't want to take that step of faith. But he said, do it. Well, see, it turned out that was where we were supposed to be. Do you see what I'm saying? And so the Spirit was leading me that way, but you have to learn the leading of the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is going to endeavor to teach you and talk to you about how to manage the things in your own personal life, where to invest your money, whether to be in this industry or not in this industry, or whether to expand your business or not expand your business, all of those things for your children, like I said, my younger brother. You know, there was a time that the Holy Spirit dealt with me very strongly about one of my loved ones who I knew was going to be seriously, seriously hurt, if not dead, probably dead. And the Spirit of God alerted me to it ahead of time. It was amazing. I'm not at liberty to tell you all the details, but, well, I know because Jesus came and spoke to me a number of years later and told me. In fact, when Jesus came and spoke to me one time, he stood in front of me and pointed over at one of my loved ones and said, you know, I saved them from a coffin. That's what he said to me. Yes, he did. And I knew exactly what I was, when he was saying, you know, he wasn't telling me like I didn't know. He was telling me for a purpose. He said, you know, I saved them from a coffin. And I knew exactly what he meant. Because see, I was there when he gave me the dream ahead of time and showed me how to stop it from happening so that they wouldn't die early. See, notice being led by the Spirit. All of the sons of God can be led by the Spirit of God, because you'll need to know. The Spirit of God is constantly endeavoring to warn people about problems and accidents and trouble that would come into their life. And even things like in the church here. You know, the Lord gave me recently a dream to help me to understand a little bit about what some of the people here are going through. And it was a great blessing to me. Give me some guidance.
Just to trust His cleansing blood, just and simple faith.
I hope you enjoyed today's message. The title of the message is Following and Flowing with the Holy Spirit. If you'd like a copy, you can look us up on the web at mrcstl.org or markslay.org. That's MARKSLAY.org. Or you can call our office at 314-965-8488. 314-965-8488. Until next time, this is Reverend Mark Slay reminding you that God is your life. To the truth.